Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang pagdadala ng isang sanggol sa mundo ay madalas na tinitingnan bilang isang nakagagalak na karanasan. Ngunit para sa isa sa limang bagong ina at isa sa sampung bagong mga tatay, ang pagkakaroon ng anak ay nagdudulot ng pagkabalisa at pagkalungkot. Tulad ng first-time mom na si Giselle Hernandez, hindi naging madali ang pagiging ina para sa kanya.
If anyone had ever said to me, babies are so easy, that is totally untrue.
Mm.
When I had Primrose, my first thought was, what have I done? That's my first thought.
Mm.
Not that I regretted falling pregnant. I love her, but it was just daunting. And I would say to any mom, it is daunting. It is scary, especially whoever's going to be the full-time carer, because I'm the full-time carer. My partner works.
Mm.
It is daunting because you don't relax. Your ears have perked up more than ever. You're emotional, you're distressed, and then you include this pandemic, you get lonely especially.
Pagbahagi din ni Giselle, naging hamon sa kanyang mental na kalusugan ang pagiging isang first-time mom.
The most struggle I had was me mentally. I don't believe I had postnatal depression, but I reckon I had a little bit of it because I had gone through times as soon as I put Primrose down to sleep, I was crying so hard.
Malaking tulong aniya sa kanyang pag-recover ang suporta ng kanyang partner at pamilya.
My partner would emotionally hold me, look after me, tell me I'm okay. He'll cook when he needs to. He'll sit down and listen to me. We'll even play music just so I can get my anger off.
Pagsalaysay din niya, matapos manganak, bigla siyang nakaramdam ng di mapaliwanag na kalungkutan.
After the pregnancy, which was all good, the first couple of nights, I felt alone. I felt broken and I didn't feel the love that everyone would picture it out to be being a first-time mom.
Anya, mahalaga na pangalagaan ng mga ina ang kanilang kalusugan at gawin ang mga bagay na makakatulong sa kanilang pagaling.
Find a hobby. I would quickly do something just for myself. There's one thing my sister and my partner have always said to me is put yourself first, no matter how selfish it is. Even if it means buying a block of chocolate with a coffee outside, eating it as fat as you can be, if that's your self-indulgence, that's what you need. Just find things to do to keep you sane. Crafting was another thing. I built little things, you know.
Higit sa lahat, paghikayat ni Giselle, huwag mag-atubiling humingi ng tulong.
What also kept me sane was making sure that I didn't shut anyone out. I made sure that, well, I tried to make sure that if I needed help, I go seek for it. Whether it's a person over the phone, a professional, or whether it's a family member.
Ngayong linggo ay Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Week. Kung ikaw o may kilala kang dumadaan sa perinatal anxiety, humingi ng tulong at iparamdam ang iyong suporta. Kaugnay nito, ibinahagi naman ng chairperson ng Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia ang mga impormasyon, sintomas, paggamot, tulong at suporta sakaling nakakaranas ng perinatal anxiety. So today we have PANDA Chairperson Nikki Batago. Good day, Nikki.
Good day. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor and a pleasure to have you, Nikki. So let's talk about perinatal depression. New data reveals that the number of new parents going through depression and anxiety have doubled during the pandemic. Can you tell us more about the new data?
Yeah, sure. Look, 2020 has been a challenging year for everybody in Australia. I'm calling from Melbourne, so it's been particularly challenging for us here in Melbourne. And I think with the challenges, having a new baby is complex enough, and then you build in the challenges from the pandemic and the anxiety associated with that. And what we've seen is an enormous change to our helpline, so doubling the number of people that are calling are seeking some help. So yeah, it's been a big year.
Nikki, just to give us a deeper understanding, because you know some of the listeners may find this term as a bit foreign. What do you mean by perinatal anxiety, and how does it differ from other forms of depression?
So perinatal refers to the period of pregnancy and then following birth. Mm-hmm. So that we use the word perinatal because many people actually suffer from anxiety and depression when they're pregnant, and then many people also then have it when following birth. So we have some data which is that 1 in 5 expecting a new mums will suffer from perinatal anxiety and depression, and 1 in 10 expecting a new dads will suffer. So it's about 100,000 families per annum in Australia that are affected.
So it's not just moms, even the dads go through it.
Absolutely, we see moms and dads.
So can you walk us through the symptoms of this anxiety?
Yes, it's different for everybody. And I think that's one thing about perinatal anxiety and depression, and anxiety and depression as a whole, actually, is that there are a range of signs and symptoms, but you may or may not exhibit 1, 2, 3 or all of them. So it is different for everybody. Some people will have some anxieties and some fears. Some people will have anger. Some people will feel that it's impossible to make decisions, or they can't sleep at night, or they are eating too much, or they're not eating enough. So it's actually different for everybody. But on the PANDA website, we've got some great fact sheets about what signs and symptoms are common. So it would actually help people to look and understand whether somebody that they love or somebody that they care for, or perhaps themselves, they might be suffering from some of these symptoms.
I was able to interview this mom who gave birth during the pandemic, and she said after giving birth, she felt broken and unloved.
Yeah. And it's already a hard transition. Giving birth is a really difficult transition, particularly when you've been working and you've been focused on your career, and that sort of was what happened to me. And then all of a sudden I felt that I was detached from the world, and I'd been given this baby, but I didn't know who I was, and I just felt detached, and something had changed, but I didn't know what had changed. So, yeah, it's very different for everybody.
When do you say it's normal, and when do you say it's not normal already?
Typically, so many people do suffer from what is known as the baby blues. So that's really, really common, and that can often happen in that first week when you're starting to breastfeed and the body's starting to change from pregnancy to post-pregnancy. That's really common. We typically say that if it's been going on for 2 weeks or more and it's starting to impact on your daily life, then that's when it's time to call for help.
Okay. And Nikki, are there known treatments for perinatal anxiety?
There is. So it's a very, very complex condition. And at PANDA, what we do is we break it down into what's called the biopsychosocial, which basically means that we look at the biological factors, the psychological factors and the social factors. And so therefore, depending on what the triggers are and the causes are for any particular person, there will actually be different treatments. So some people may respond to medication, but other people may not need the medication. They actually might be okay with counselling or participating more in community or feeling less isolated. So it's actually different for everyone.
Nikki, I've read in your profile you yourself have gone through postnatal depression. That's why you're very committed to raising awareness of its impact. Can you tell us a bit of your personal journey as well?
Of course, yeah. So I was living in London and I had my first baby, my daughter, almost 15 years ago now. In fact, 15 years on Saturday. And we were really excited. You know, we'd planned for this. We were living a long way away from family. We're the first of our friends to have had a baby. So, you know, it was all very exciting. And then she arrived and the first 3 days were fine. And then I just started to, as I said, feel a bit detached. And I wasn't feeling that I was really attaching to her and necessarily even feeling an emotional connection with her. And it proceeded to get stronger and stronger. I got sent home from hospital. I was told by the midwife and by the nurse there that it was just the baby blues and I'd be fine. And then fortunately my mum arrived when she was about 10 days old, 11 days old, and it was pretty clear that this was not just the baby blues, because all I wanted to do was hide from the world, hide from her, hide from my husband, and even hide from my mum, who I hadn't seen for 6 months. So we worked out very, very quickly that something wasn't right and went and sought help. And I'm very lucky my dad is also a psychiatrist, so he was able to give some advice and lead us in the right direction. And so we went and found some help, and I responded well. I needed medication, and I responded really well to that, and also counselling. I had some one-on-one counselling for a long time just to learn to adjust and recover from, I think, the grief, because there's a great amount of grief as you recover that you've actually missed out on what's supposed to be the happiest and most joyous time of your life, and you have to be okay with that. So So I was very lucky. We got onto it very quickly. I did go to a very dark place for a few months, but I came out of it pretty quickly too. And then, as luck would have it, when I had my second child, my son, 12 years ago, I suffered again. So, but by then, we actually knew what to look for. We knew what to do. And so we were pretty, we were very, very quick to act. And in fact, I had seen a psychiatrist throughout my pregnancy. So we were very, very quick to respond. But it happened both times.
Wow, you're strong.
Well, I think the strength I had was from my family. So, and that's why this Panda Week, we're actually really focusing on the messaging, which is tell someone who cares, which is reach out and get some help, because you, there will be somebody around you and there'll be a lot of people around you who cares, and you don't need to actually suffer on your own. And it's a really, really horrible place to be. That's what's supposed to be the happiest time in your life.
Yeah.
And so if you can tell someone who cares, and I was incredibly lucky. I had my husband, I had my mum, I had my dad, my sister, my brother, and then everybody else around me. And I just felt like I was wrapped around by an incredible electric blanket of love.
As you said, a strong support network is very important. How can people help their family or friends who they think may be struggling?
I think the most important thing is to actually open the conversation with them and be honest and find a time and tell them that you're worried. And let them know you're worried, and just read some of the Panda resources about why you're worried, because you could actually even help them to really look deep and work out whether perhaps they might be worried too and that they just haven't told anyone. On the Panda website, there's actually a great checklist available which you could go through and answer some questions, and it gives an indication about, and it's an anonymous checklist, it gives an indication about how you might be faring. And so it's a great opportunity for somebody who does feel that there's a bit of stigma or shame to just really be honest. And if you are struggling, that's okay, but you're not going to get better until you actually seek help. And so we just really want the community to go out there and seek help as fast as possible.
Yeah. The key is to seek help. And Nikki, what's your encouragement to women who might be going through the same path?
I think the greatest thing I can say is you're not alone. It's really, really common, and you will get better. And you know, I'm a great example of that, and as are women and men all over Australia and all over the world, in fact. But it will only happen, and you will only start getting better if you seek help. So really tell someone who cares.
And finally, Nikki, this week is Panda Week. Where can people get more information on this?
If you visit the website, which is panda.org.au, or you could actually ring the helpline too. If you're worried about you or you're worried about someone else, we have a national helpline which runs Monday to Saturday from 9 a.m. till 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that number is 1-300-726-306.
There you have it. Thank you very much, Nikki Batagol from Panda.
Thank you so much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.